First the disaster, then the reckoning. 9 months after a tailings dam collapsed at the Samarco iron ore project in Brazil, killing 19 people, joint owner BHP Billiton will reveal just how much it's also cost its own bottom line. And the news for BHP's 600,000 shareholders is not good. The world's biggest diversified miner is expected to unveil its biggest headline loss in its 133-year history when it releases its full-year results later today, which in turn will also likely see its dividend to shareholders slashed. Glyn Lawcock is a senior resources analyst at UBS Investment Bank. Glyn, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
How bad will the numbers be when BHP releases them in London later today?
Yes, Fran. Look, I mean, the headline number will look quite scary. We're looking for a loss of almost $7 billion. But we must remember that they reported most of that loss in the first half, which was over $5 billion. So this is just the largest full-year loss for the company.
So it's not unexpected. What's the main driver of the profit slump? Is there a reason for this that means the sort of won't scare the horses as much as it might ordinarily?
Yes, it's a great question. I mean, the first half was almost $6 billion. The bulk of that loss was an impairment for their investment in US onshore shale. And then there is the Samarco impairment as well. So that the two in aggregate are about over $7.5 billion for the year of impairments related to investments that have gone south, and obviously the unfortunate incident in November last year as well.
So the Brazil disaster, you can understand that, and that is a one-off. BHP has set aside more than $1 billion in provisions to cover its share of the cleanup bill, but it's not over. I'll come back to that. But in terms of the US onshore shale, does that the plummeting oil and commodity prices over the past year, that's not a one-off. I mean, what's that going to do to profit projections for BHP?
Look, you're entirely correct. It's not a one-off. I mean, there is still some carrying value on their books for the US investment. If oil prices stay low, then there will be continued revisions downwards, we would imagine, to that investment. So the lower the oil price stays, the bigger the chance of impairment, going forward.
On top of the impairment cost so far of the Brazilian disaster, the state prosecutors in Brazil have slapped both BHP and its joint venture partner, Vale, with a massive $44 billion lawsuit. Could this disaster bankrupt these companies? Is that conceivable?
Look, I think we have to wait and see what happens in Brazil. I mean, they had a framework agreement, which was ratified by the courts and unfortunately subsequently overturned by the courts. That is still on the table. That is a $1.5 billion charge to BHP, their share. And then there is civil liabilities as well. So, look, I mean, the numbers are big, but I think we have to wait and see where they settle before we say anything like that.
Okay, and I guess there's reputational damage that gets factored in over the years. Despite all this, Glyn, perhaps it's surprising that shareholders haven't abandoned BHP Billiton. Its share price has risen 45% since January as the iron ore price has recovered from its lows. The iron ore price is now around $60 US a tonne after falling as low as $38. Is this China coming to BHP's rescue again?
I think it's twofold reasons for why we've seen the recovery in commodities. You're correct on one front, China. Yeah, China put in place some credit stimulus in the first quarter, which has really boosted the iron ore price and steel. And then on the second side, I think the industry, after 3 years of cost-cutting, has finally realised that they actually need to help themselves, and the industry has stepped up, cut production to try and shore up prices as well. And that's been the bulk of the reason why base metals prices have rallied and oil prices as well, because we've seen restrictions by the producers.
We are, I think, there is an expected increase in the oil price too, isn't it? Is that going to be good news for the bottom line, but also presumably there'll be some costs involved if you're going after the oil? If the price rises, there'll be some new investment, new drilling?
Yep, that's 100% correct. I mean, the industry would argue that today's oil price of sub-$50 is insufficient to justify investment, and oil demand continues to rise each year and supply continues to drop. So, yes, with prices move up, we would expect BHP to invest more in US onshore. I mean, that is a business that is very cyclical and exposed to the oil price. When oil prices are high, it's economic to drill. And when oil prices are low, the best thing about it is they can actually leave it in the ground and come back later.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 3 minutes to eight. Glyn Lawcock is a senior resources analyst at UBS Investment Bank, and we're talking about what's predicted to be the biggest headline loss for BHP in its 133-year history. Those numbers to be announced from London later today. Glyn, BHP boss Andrew McKenzie has got a new threat coming his way, a proposal by the West Australian Nationals Liberal leader, Brendan Grylls, to impose a new $5 per tonne iron ore royalty on both BHP and Rio Tinto, and only on BHP and Rio Tinto. This is part of his effort, his idea to improve the WA balance sheet. Is BHP taking this proposal, this threat, seriously, do you think?
Oh, look, I mean, I think every time government talk about taxes, every company takes it seriously. You know, this would be a fairly large impost on the company. They produce, you know, over 250 million tonnes a year of iron ore. So a $5 charge is over $1 billion of cost or taxes imposed on both BHP and Rio individually.
Well, I think Brendan Grylls anticipates it's going to add $7 billion over the forward estimates, doesn't it, to the WA bottom line?
That's correct. So I guess, you know, it'd be over $2 billion in aggregate per annum. So depending on how many years you look over, I mean, that's a fairly hefty impost on both companies.
Okay, before we hit the news in about a minute or so, Glyn, we should talk about the impact of this downgrade, profit downgrade on BHP shareholders. They'll be feeling pain today. The dividend payout likely to be the lowest in a decade at around 32 cents a share. Can you put that into context for us, into perspective?
Sure. I mean, it's obviously been a horrid 3 years for the shareholders of BHP to watch the share price decline from $50 you know, to now being around 20. I mean, commodity prices have eased dramatically. The prices we saw weren't sustainable. I think the company now is on a much better footing, though. You know, the rebasing of the dividend reflects the cash flow situation of the company. And I think, you know, we believe going forward now the company is better positioned. It still has its challenges, which we've talked about already on this show. But we believe now the company is well placed to at least weather those storms.
All right. Glyn, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Glyn Lawcock is a senior resources analyst at UBS Investment Bank, and later today, BHP will reveal its what's expected to be its biggest headline loss in its 133-year history.